Okay, gentlemen.
Can you raise your hand, please? We're transcribing over the phone. They'll bring your microphone.
Bill, are you going to remember the 10 points that you left on the field and the 14 points off of turnovers in the first half more, or are you going to remember a pretty courageous second half comeback that comes up a little shy?
Well, I'll remember both. I'm proud of our young guys. It's what I shared with them just a little bit ago. They didn't give in. Fought back, not quite enough. But I'll also remember the first half as well and all those things that you mentioned. My count, we left 28 points on the field in the first half, and that's our fault. It wasn't anything other than that. UCLA is a very fine football team, played extremely well. They were just so much better than we were in the first half. The execution wasn't there.
Coach, what was your message to the team at halftime to get them to come out and start playing a little bit better?
Well, some of it is probably personal. I've alluded to a couple things. Houston, was down today 27 points going in the fourth quarter and scored 29 and won the ball game. So it's doable. It's manageable. Also, the some thoughts about whether, we'd heard on, a TV announcer indicate in another ball game that a football team had quit. And, that's the last thing in the world anybody wants to hear on national TV, I assure you that. And I've, reminded our youngsters of that and that, we weren't about to let somebody say that about us. And they didn't, they didn't. I mean, they made the best effort. We made some mistakes. I mean, it's still, we played our way back into the ball game, and then we played our way out of it. So, we're still mistake prone, and that at the end of the day, that was a problem.
Questions for Coach?
Coach, you talk about the difficulty that Hundley and Perkins caused for your defense today with their rushing attack.
Well, they're both very, very talented young guys, and I think they use them, extremely well. And I don't know what the statistics were, but there were major issues, particularly in the first half. In the second half, we played well defensively until we broke down, and that was not that he couldn't run well, but we just broke down and didn't fit. We left a gap unfit and they put it in the end zone, and that changed ended the ball game, so to speak.
We have Jonathan Truman and Ryan Mueller joining. If you have a question for anybody, you need to direct it to one specific person so the transcriber can get the name correct.
These are both defensive guys, as you know, and I tell you what, there's nobody that cares more. There's nobody that plays harder. There's nobody that's more of a family member. There's nobody that's a better teammate than these two guys right here. They're really, really special. This hurt them tremendously so, and when you invest as much as they've invested, it is going to be painful, but they've been dynamic for our football program.
Coach, what were the specifics of the injury at the end? It looked fairly serious.
Without having any x-rays yet, we believe there was a fracture, lower leg fracture.
Who was the player?
Boston Stuyvesant. Thank you, Kenny.
Bill, I believe Jake was sacked 7 times. Can you just talk about the pressure they put on and then also moving BJ over to right tackle in the game?
Well, we kind of got out of sorts. We're thin in our offensive line, and we guys have to play multiple positions, which they do. But, we had some difficulty with our protection. I mean, it was that simple. That's what, I was sharing a little bit ago. It was not that they weren't making the effort. We just UCLA is a good pass rush team. They got good guys coming off of the edge, and they did, and they did so successfully. And consequently, we took ourselves out of opportunities to get first downs and got into those extra long yardage situations. Those are pretty hard to overcome. Well, as I said, we play virtually all of our guys work at all positions up front, so it's not that it, just something out of the blue. Obviously he has had far less practice time there than he has at the center position, but You know, we have to make do with what we have. But he's, you know, BJ's like these guys right here. You know, BJ, I mean, you don't find a better person. You don't find somebody that cares more about his football team. You don't find anybody that works as hard, gives as much of himself. You know, he'd play, you know, wherever you put him. You know,
is there a final question for Coach Snyder?
Coach, over here, the young man that just sat down to your right, he went out on top for K-State and him connecting with Jake on a couple more touchdowns in his last game. Just remark a little bit on his career and what he was able to do tonight.
Well, you know, it's not what he's been able to do tonight. It's what he's been able to do through his entire career at Kansas State University. And I tell you what, and just what I said about these other two young guys, you know, the two offensive players that have joined us have done exactly the same thing, and they're the same kind of people. And Tyler, you specifically ask about. Tyler is, you know, all the things that I've said so many times, you've heard it. You know, he works as hard as anybody can possibly work. He stays after practice. He does everything he can to try to get himself better. He's a wonderful person. You know, he cares about his teammates. He's a great family man. He's a great individual, high character. All of these guys are. You know, I could echo all those thoughts with each and every one of these young guys. They're really special.
Thank you, Coach.
You're welcome.
Up on the dais, we now have Tyler Lockett and Jake Waters, as well as Jonathan Truman and Ron Mueller. Raise your hand and please address the question to one person at a time. Michael over there.
Jonathan, we talk about how you guys changed defensively because Hundley and Perkins just kind of seemed to not run wild, but were more successful in the first half than they were in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, I have to give a lot of credit to, you know, the UCLA coaching staff as well as their players. They prepared well, and they executed really well. You know, the first half, I can say that we didn't fit, you know, run our fits very well defensively. You know, our coaches defensively did a great job game planning things. I think it was, you know, more of the players we, you know, just didn't execute. We didn't get the job done. And, you know, going into halftime, we understand that, you know, we're behind a lot. But, you know, this is a group of guys that doesn't quit. And, you know, I'm just really proud of my team for pulling it together and trying to be the best that we can be.
Tyler, what do you think the team's just mental reaction was when they get on you that early and you look up and you see 31-6?
I mean, honestly, we've been there before, maybe not by that much, but we played TCU, was down 14-0, came back. We played Baylor, was down 14-0, came back. So, I mean, honestly, when it was 17-0, I knew we were still in it. I mean, I knew we still had a chance. We've been watching a lot of crazy bowl games. We watched Baylor go up 20 against Michigan State, and all of a sudden Michigan State came back. We just heard about Houston. Down about 30 points in the fourth quarter, come back and beat Pittsburgh. So we understood at halftime we still had a chance. We're a team who never gives up. We're a team who will always keep fighting until it says 0-0 on the clock. And that's exactly what we did. We had a chance to come back. We made a great rally. I mean, everybody saw it. You know, unfortunately, we just came up a little short.
Yeah. Jake, on that final touchdown to Tyler, late in the game, can you describe that play and just the emotions that were going through as you guys headed off the field together after the touchdown?
Yeah, that last play, we ran the same play the whole time down the field, and just kind of, you know, hit different things. I ran for one, I hit Curry for one, hit Lockett for one on another, you know, 10 and in. I just told him to, you know, we kind of looked at each other and knew, hey, just do a 10 in and go, and just kind of just get a little variation off it. And, you know, Tyler did the rest, got wide open, and then, you know, walking off the field together, and you know, it was pretty emotional. You know, you put so many hours in that people don't see, that, you know, kind of goes unnoticed. And for that to be our last time was, you know, hard to hold back.
This question's for you, Jake. How much was the fact that this there had been so many late comebacks, Baylor lost, Houston came back to beat Pitt, how much was of that was on your mind in the second half?
Well, yeah, that's just a great example of, you know, what can happen. And we knew that, you know, we're not going to give up till, like Tyler said, till it says 0-0. And, you know, I never going to count out, you know, my guys. And so we go into the halftime and we just got to, you know, correct the mistakes. And we made a few plays here and there and we were right back in it. And, you know, we had a chance to win it at the end. That's all you can ask for.
Jake, was UCLA doing something with the pass rush that you hadn't seen before, or were they just using their speed and getting in for the sacks?
They changed it up. You know, every bowl game they, you know, provide, you know, stuff you haven't seen on film or stuff you haven't prepared for. But, you know, and they're great players too. So, you know, they caused some problems for us. But, you know, my O-line did, you know, a great job, you know, except a couple plays.
Ryan, can you just talk about the gut check at halftime? Put it into words, what you guys were feeling, anger, disappointment. What was the motivation, and can you describe how you reacted to it, please?
At the end of the – at half coming
yeah,
out?
At halftime, getting ready for the second.
Well, before I answer that, first and foremost, I just want to thank Coach Snyder for the opportunity to play for this university. You know, Coach is over here right now, but – thank you, Coach, for the chance. You know, it's been an honor playing with Tyler Lockett, phenomenal athlete, phenomenal person, just a total workhorse for this university. I want to thank all the Kansas State fans that made the bowl trip down here. I know these bowl trips are expensive, but, you know, it was great seeing the whole stadium filled up with purple. I know we didn't execute according to plan. To answer your question, sir, we tried to come out second half, you know, relentless, try to be fearless, you know, respect everybody, fear no one. And, you know, we tried and you know, everybody looked to their guy to the left, looked to their guy at the right, you know, looked each other in the eyes and said, you know, I'm going to give you my absolute best for the next 30 minutes. We fought, we certainly didn't quit. And, you know, UCLA was the better team. Hats off to Brett Hundley, tremendous quarterback. You know, made some good plays with running when he would, you know, throw the ball or run the ball. Made a lot of plays on his feet. Tremendous player. Got a lot of respect for UCLA. They're a first class program.
Any other questions for the
Ryan? I'm not. When you look up and you see the 17-0 deficit and the way Hundley was able to get you guys defensively early on, what's going through your head at that moment, just being down like that?
You know, 17-0, that's nothing. You know, I'm fully confident in my offense, fully confident in Jake Waters, I'm fully confident in Tyler Lockett. You know, when we see 17-0, I mean, that's nothing. Plenty of ball to play. When the clock's 0-0, that's when it's over. And that's football.
Final question.
I was curious with both Jonathan and Tyler, you guys have played in a bowl game every year you've been here. Just what kind of momentum or base do you think that could build for this program after you guys are gone?
You want to go or you want me to go?
I'll take it first. Yeah, just coming into this program 5 years ago, 2010, that was the first bowl game. That Pinstripe Bowl was that first bowl game that this program has been to since the Texas Bowl in like 2006, I believe. And I know there's a lot of pride in this group coming in, just being able to get to that bowl game and then getting to four consecutive bowl games after that. You know, there's a lot of pride. Obviously, winning the bowl game is most important. But I hope that, you know, this group of young guys that we have, I know that they have the same attitude that, you know, this great class of seniors has, and they're going to, you know, keep working hard and just keep working towards another bowl game and a win.
Thank you, Jonathan. Tyler?
Yeah. I mean, ever since I was in high school, you know, when Coach Snyder came back, you know, he really turned this program around, you know. He's done a great job. I watched, you know, Truman and everybody play whenever they were in the Pinstripe Bowl. And being able to come to Kansas State, I mean, it was just a great opportunity. And, you know, I was playing under guys like Colin Klein and Chris Harper and Emmanuel Emerges, some great leaders, some great athletes, some people who have the desire and motivation to win. And so just being able to look at everybody who we had the chance to play with throughout the 4 years and seeing, you know, the bowl games that we went to. You know, we went from a pinstripe to a Cotton Bowl. We went from the Cotton Bowl to the Fiesta Bowl. And then all of a sudden we acquired new people, you know, new people, new transition, new players. That means we have the same style, just different types of players that we got to be able to use. And we went to Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl, finally won. The odds were in, you know, Michigan's favor, and, you know, we came out there and we won. We proved to everybody that we could be able to win, and even being able to have the opportunity to be in the Alamo Bowl. I mean, we played a lot of great teams even throughout this year. I mean, I'm not sure where the people saw us ending in the Big 12, but, I mean, we finished third. You know, we played against TCU. You know, we had a chance to win the Big 12. Playing against Baylor, you know, not too many people get that chance to win two Big 12 championships at that, and I mean, we had a great opportunity for that. And then also, you know, just ending our bowl game here in the Alamo, I mean, you know, I would have rather finished it, you know, here than anywhere else. You know, of course, you know, you want to make it to the playoffs and stuff like that, but, you know, since we didn't make it, you know, I'm glad we came to the Alamo. You know, they did nothing but show us love. They did a lot of great things, great events. You know, we met a lot of great people out here, and, you know, unfortunately we lost, but, you know, I'm going to just miss these guys, and, I mean, that's really all I have.
Thank you, players.
I think it'll motivate our team next year as well, because we ended with a loss, so it's going to motivate them to keep going.
Thank you.